court ruling against prayer won't stop it. A volcanic eruption interferes with missions but may spur an exciting development. And Chile still needs a lot of help recovering from a massive quake. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Last week, a federal judge in Wisconsin ruled the National Day of Prayer unconstitutional. She said it violates the First Amendment's ban against a law respecting the establishment of religion. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
"It's hard to see that having a day where people may join in prayer is the establishment of a religion."
Despite the court ruling, President Barack Obama will still issue a National Day of Prayer proclamation. It's a good example to follow.
Regardless of what our government says, we can pray every day, and we should pray every day. Our brothers and sisters in China don't have a National Day of Prayer, and yet their church is growing faster than the church in the United States.
There are other concerns, too. Will this ruling eventually threaten the ability to live and share Christ in the U.S.? It's too early to say, but
I think we overall need to pray for our country. We need to pray for the leaders, not just on the first Thursday in May. That needs to be a regular part of our prayer life, lifting up our nation and lifting up those who are in leadership positions.
Next, Iceland's volcanic eruption is teaching a global lesson in chaos. The ash clouds snarled Europe's air traffic and stranded thousands in the airports. Even as flight resumes, though, there are warnings of another eruption pending and a second awakening volcano. Greater Europe Mission's president, Henry Dineen, confirms a disruption of their work. Several short-term teams had to stay home.
We're all trying to talk in a proactive way about the best way possible to deal with this. And so it's like an emergency for which you could never prepare.
Even while GEM team members cope with the inconvenience, it's not the first time their evangelism work has been disrupted, and it won't be the last. Dineen will be meeting with other ministry leaders throughout Europe to rethink their approach.
Maybe all of us who are working in Europe could work together, perhaps in better ways than each of us is working individually. It's just bigger than any one agency or any one group of people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. What do Haiti, Chile, Taiwan, China, and Iceland have in common? They're all sites of 2010 natural disasters.
There's just been so much in the form of disasters that we can get easily distracted,
says Craig Dyer of Bright Hope International. While the need is overwhelming, Bright Hope is focusing on what they can do, especially in Chile.
We always partner with the local indigenous church, and we say, what is it that you can provide, and what do you need to assist the people from your church and in your community? In Chile, there is some things that they can bring to the table.
Dyer says Chile's economy is in better shape than Haiti's, but repairs could take 4 years, reaching to $8 billion.
The plan is right now to just keep delivering resources that we're going to be sending down by container.
With winter coming, they'll be shipping warm clothes. Join Bright Hope as they point to Christ.
Simply by empowering the local church, Christ's light shines, and people are attracted to that.
And Russia threatens to freeze adoption of children to U.S. citizens if the countries can't reach a policy agreement. But Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says,
regardless of this fallout, we can continue really undeterred in our ministry.
How so? They're focusing on the 84% of the orphans who aren't being adopted in Russia.
We support the local churches. They're reaching the mass majority of the orphans by presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ, giving them hope that cannot be taken away from them. And these orphans become wonderful, passionate believers, raising families and not continuing the cycle.
Called Orphans Reborn, the ministry now sees older orphans they impacted reaching out to the younger ones. To continue, they need your help.
For $50 a year, we are able to provide assets to support these local teams.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope is making available a free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through the Book of Hope as the light of the gospel is changing lives. Get your free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises, by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.